Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These Sundays of Lent bring to us many images of contemplation. You should spend every Sunday, but you could say particularly the Lenten Sundays, considering what message is given. There's a shocking image today, and that is what you should ponder. Some of you are tired because we lost sleep. The prudent people went to sleep earlier. But we might not consider the great message of today unless it is put forth clearly into our minds. That is the message and the purpose of these words. The big thing as well is to remember those last words of the gospel, which were repeated. You might have read, but it has to shake us. Blessed are those who not only hear the word, but keep it. We've studied our catechism. Those students who were just confirmed passed the test. They know, they've heard. But the biggest question is if they keep those words. Not only keep as in to do what those words say, but remember them. Too often it is easy. We are human. We forget. How many of us remember what we studied in high school for mathematics or in grade school for our grammar? These are not essential, but the word of God is. Today in the gospel, the word of God, we hear this hand-to-hand combat with the devil. It's when our Lord saw this person who was dumb because the devil had his throat. This is real. Some people are dumb because it's just something that they were born with. And yet, the message of today is the devil has his throat. As we hear, once the devil was cast out, the person spoke. This is a hand-to-hand combat with Christ and the devil. The image is that we have to remember we are in hand-to-hand combat with the devil. Lent should be our battle with ourselves, with the world, with the devil. If it's not, we're not fighting good enough. The devil doesn't want people to get closer and closer to eternal life. You know that. If you are not being tempted, if you are not struggling for your eternal salvation, where is the struggle? But most of us, every day, struggle in some way. It doesn't have to be grave, but it has to be understood that this is what needs to be considered, and then how do we anticipate these struggles, and how do we combat this devil who wants our soul? It is, like St. Dominic Savio, you might remember in his life, a very good young man who was in a school with other not as good young men. And there was one time that they were fighting and they were about to cast a stone at each other. And St. Dominic goes and says, wait a second. You can imagine this scene, so poised. And he said, don't throw the stone at each other. Throw it firstly at me. And of course they said, you're innocent. We're not going to do that. He said, then don't throw the stone. He stopped that battle. He or what stopped the battle? This conflict, this hand-to-hand battle with the two was stopped by goodness, by an intercession of grace. And that's what it takes for us in our hand-to-hand combat with the devil, is that we need some grace, some goodness, something to intercede so that we win. What is this but those gifts of the Holy Ghost? Those who were just confirmed yesterday are those new soldiers of Christ who should have a greater struggle for eternal life now, because the devil is not happy. These innocent children, these new converts, these adults who had not yet received this character are now soldiers, are now in the great thought of the devil. We shouldn't be scared if we keep in mind this grace of God, these gifts that are our ammunition, our shields in this battle. And for all of us already confirmed many years back, let us recall these gifts. They are important things, and they always are connected with sanctifying grace. If you have sanctifying grace, you have the gifts of the Holy Ghost, you have this weaponry, you have wisdom, you have knowledge, you have counsel, you have fortitude, you have piety, you have fear of the Lord, you have all these things that enable you to fight the devil. If you're not battling, ask a priest what's going wrong, because you might not be ascending as quickly as you should. Maybe the devil is glad where you are because you're not a threat to his kingdom. We ought to be a threat to his kingdom. But that is where we come to our resolutions. We come to examining our conscience, making good confessions, not leaving the chapel during Mass. The children last week gave you a great example. Our school masses at times are long. No one left the church during a sung Mass but one bold first grader. They supposedly had to leave, but no one else did. It's possible. But it takes this struggle within oneself to make sure that we know what we're attending, why we're attending, and making sure that we are convinced that the devil doesn't want us here. The devil wants us to disrespect the Mass. The devil wants us to give up the fight. It starts there. Ask for the wisdom. Ask for the fortitude. And in closing, with this question of fortitude, today is the feast of St. Gregory the Great. Most of you should know that he is the one to whom we give credit for Gregorian chant, the chant that we use in the Mass. He was one who gave to us this beautiful song, which enables us to pray twice when we sing. Ask for the courage, the fortitude, to be a soldier of Christ and sing. Some of you here present this morning can sing. It is a little naturally discouraging when we're silent as sleeping people. Sing. Of course, some of you don't want to lead. Some of you are bashful. But if someone stands up and does the will of God, other people follow. Let there be a recessional today. Some usher will find a hymnal. They're in the back right now. Pass them around. And if you can't sing, read. Those words are wise. Those words are meaningful. You don't have to do everything, but participate in the goodnesses that are available. Today, you've heard the word of God. Just keep it. And lastly, in the epistle, Ephesians today, it speaks of all the things we don't want to do, but it also speaks of the one thing we ought to do. Be you thankful. Let us thank God for the masses we have. Let us thank God for these new soldiers of Christ. And let us thank God for the grace that we possess. The more grateful we are, the more possibility we will have to keep the faith. And then, the devil is not happy, but God is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.